Joining me on KRDO's Afternoon News, Mr. Kevin Hancock, Dave Ramsey, trusted and endorsed here in Colorado Springs, the only estate planning attorney that is, not an easy designation to attain. Kevin, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News. I want to chat a little bit with you about just how interesting it gets to try to practice law in the middle of a pandemic.
Hey, Ted, how are you?
We're doing wonderfully well here. How about you guys?
We're hanging in there, doing really well.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been a really tough ride in a lot of aspects. And, you know, I've followed some of your Facebook posts and seen some of your comments about this. There's some really interesting angles, aspects, twists, and turns to practicing law under such conditions where, for example, you can't put people in the courtroom.
Yeah, that has definitely been an interesting twist and turn. In fact, as I understand it, the courts are still not quite sure what they're going to do or how they're going to do jury trials. Right now, jury trials are basically on hold until they're able to figure out how to do them, keeping people safe, keeping people social distance, but also, you know, maintaining the rights and the obligations that a juror has in the courtroom and their role and responsibility there. So it is very interesting, and really that one is kind of up in the air. Not really sure how that's going to work.
And on the other side of that is justice is delayed, and that's got to be really hard for people as well. And that's just one aspect that has a ripple effect through the legal community. And you among them practice, you have a very healthy and vibrant estate planning practice. What should that mean to people right now in the midst of this pandemic?
Well, just to comment on the delay that you brought up, that's absolutely true. The courts are already pretty well, I don't want to say overrun, but they have a pretty heavy docket overall. And in fact, I was just talking to a judge this morning or this afternoon, and she was explaining how they were already had a pretty heavy docket, and now they're not able to do jury trials. They don't know when they're going to be able to do them. And so then once they open it up, there will be jury trials for criminal dockets, and then the civil trials and civil dockets are just going to be that much more backed up. So it is really going to be tough to get in a jury trial anytime soon. On my side of things, when it comes to estate planning, you know, now just as ever is a good time to think about and get your estate planning done. One thing I made a promise to myself and to my staff and my associate attorney when this all started was that we would never use this as a launching pad or as a fear-mongering to try to get people to do their estate planning, because that would be very easy to do in a lot of respects, but that's not who we are. So we've really tried hard to try to send the message that, look, you know, estate planning is something that should be done in any environment and under any, you know, good or bad economic conditions. When something like this happens, it's one of those trigger events where people automatically start thinking about their own mortality. And so it's a natural time for people to think about their own estate plan and what they have done and what they haven't done. And if they haven't done things or if there's something they need to update or review, it's a good time to do that.
With the time that some of us have on our hands, for example, yeah, this is a perfect time to sort of sit and evaluate. And what kind of questions should people be asking themselves right now about their future plans for their estates?
Well, the same kind of questions they should be asking in other times.
Sure.
Asking themselves, you know, first of all, what do I want to have done? You know, if something were to happen to me and my family, what would I want done and how do I want that handled? You know, what documents do I need in place? So that leads to then what documents do I need? A very good start is a will and powers of attorney. So will is there to give information and instruction as to if something would happen if you were to pass away, then powers of attorney are there in between, that if you become incapacitated, it's giving instruction and guidance on what to do with a person and how to make decisions over their property, what decisions they can make as far as medical decision making. Those are the things to think about. The main component of that is always, who are those people that make decisions for you, that you want to make decisions for you?
Right, and then there's execution. And with courtrooms closed, there was a time when nothing was happening, and then a little bit of magic happened, the ability to notarize documents electronically.
Correct. Yeah, so for a real short period of time there, we weren't even sure whether we could actually execute clients' documents with them or for them in the first week or so after the shutdown happened. But then the courts and, well, actually it wasn't the courts. It was the governor working with the Secretary of State, because the Secretary of State is who monitors notaries and authorizes them. In conjunction, they worked together to come up with a plan for allowing remote notarization. And remote notarization is not you signing a document away from me, sending it to me, and me notarizing it. Remote notarization is you and I getting on the phone or getting on Zoom or some other medium where I can see you and witness you notarizing or signing the document. Then you sending it to me, me actually stamping it, and notarizing it, and then sending it back to you, all in the same transaction. And if it's not done to that in that same transaction, meaning in the same Zoom or same telephone conference, then it's not valid.
Still a boon, though, for being able to move forward, and it's good that the powers that be moved on that so quickly, because it also affected the real estate agencies and a thousand other aspects of our lives where we needed documents notarized. So the takeaway, Kevin, then, is it doesn't matter what time of your life you're in. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. You should always be thinking about your future. The other takeaway from this is that the legal profession is still practicing. It's still able to provide these services. And with the advent of electronic notarization, that's just helped things along. Kevin, I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but let's plan on more conversations about these things. Kevin Hancock, the owner of the law office of Kevin Hancock, Dave Ramsey Trusted and Endorsed. As I say, not an easy distinction to obtain, and a distinction indeed that it is. We appreciate your visit here to KRDO's Afternoon News today.
Thank you for your time, Ted. I appreciate it.